Do you live for eternity? You may say, listen, Lori, I'm just trying to live through this day. The last thing I'm thinking about is eternity. I hear you. Life hits hard, and some days our faith falters, and we are simply so overwhelmed that we can't see beyond today. Or maybe we're just busy with our own agenda, our own plans, and flying through the day with no thought of what's to come or that we are not promised tomorrow. And that's just where the devil wants us to stay, consumed with our never-ending needs, weighted down with struggles and pain, driven by our insatiable desire for more, trying to keep our attention on earthly ways to satisfy, which never will. So we stay in that cycle of insanity, living only for today with a YOLO mindset. You only live once, so live it up while you're here because this is it. If that's all you see, you're missing out on your greater purpose and the bigger story that you're in. I want to challenge you today to live with your eyes to the skies. Look up and be reminded that this is not the end. Can you feel the hope in that? I hope so, because that's what Jesus wants us to trust and know to be true. Today, I want to share with you a promise and a challenge that Jesus gives us to remind us this world is not our home. Here's the promise. Jesus spoke these words to the disciples in his final moments with them in the upper room. John 14:1-3. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Jesus is building a house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room, right? Jesus knows his time has come to fulfill his purpose on the cross, and he won't be with his friends much longer. So he's letting them know, this is not the end. I'm going to prepare a place for you. So one day you will be where I am, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's the promise. There is preparation happening beyond what we can see in this life. By grace through faith, I believe it. That gives me hope and joy to live every day with purpose on mission for the cause of the gospel of Christ. Now, here is our challenge. Jesus says in Matthew 25:13, therefore, keep watch because you do not know the day or the hour. Jesus has walked through several examples of being ready for the day of his return. And in this short verse in the midst of these parables, he tells us, keep watch, keep those eyes to the skies. Why? Because I'll be back. Believe the promise. The story of Jesus didn't end on that cross. He's preparing a place for those who trust in him. Accept the challenge. Live each day with your eyes to the skies, with the eternal hope we have through Jesus. When you believe the promise and accept the challenge, your focus stays locked on Jesus, and the mission for your life becomes clearer as you live by faith. You face circumstances with hope, peace, and joy, giving thanks in all things because you know it's all working for your good. And this is not the end. That's living for eternity. That's the truth. Today, I'm going to keep my eyes to the skies because some glad morning, I'll fly away. And I can only imagine what it will be like. So people get ready. Jesus is coming. And soon, we'll be going home. I'm Lori Klein.